In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He got into a boat, and his disciples followed him. They didn't think anything of it. These were men of the sea, strong-armed and even stronger backs. The sea was their life. They caught fish. They owned boats. They navigated its waters. Experienced and confident, they knew the tricks of the trade. Pop-up storms like this were nothing new. They knew they could hit at a moment's notice, yet they didn't think anything of it. They had battled them before. These were strong men with even stronger arms and backs. So as the waves gently lapped the shore, Jesus got into a boat, and they simply followed him. When all is calm, sinful hearts are put at rest. When life carries on according to your plans, confidence fills your heart. You are not fishermen, but you are mothers and fathers, children and students, citizens, friends, and neighbors. You may not have the same energy as in days gone by, but you have something better: experience, wisdom, which leads to confidence. You can't teach that. You've braved many a storm throughout your life, and you are quick to share your life lessons with others. Advice flows from your lips often before someone even asks for it. It worked for you, therefore it should work for them as well. You've learned the tricks of motherhood, how to get everything done that's demanded of you and still look your best. You've learned the tricks of fatherhood, how to carve out time for yourself. You've learned the tricks of the office, how to be friendly, yet still competitive. You've learned the tricks of navigating those difficult teenage years. Experienced, confident, you follow Jesus into that boat as the waves gently lick the shore. But a furious storm came up on that sea. Wave after wave covered the boat, each an agent of destruction. The dark abyss hurtled itself toward them, soaking them toward the bone. The threat was real. They were experienced. They were confident. They had wisdom. But in the face of that storm, it was not enough. How quickly their strong arms and even stronger backs turned limp. How quickly their confidence turned to doubt. They were perishing already, on the brink of drowning. And Jesus simply slept in the boat. The fallen flesh is great for false bravado. How frail fallen man is. How fickle fallen man is. For as quickly as the winds change, so quickly does his confidence fail. Experience is never enough. Wisdom can only take you so far. So fear leads to doubt. Fear makes confident mothers doubt. Fear makes brave fathers lose hope. Fear makes good, hard workers glance over their shoulder, wondering who's the next up and coming. The winds of life whip and the waves crash. You don't know what the future holds for you any more than you can foretell what will happen tomorrow. You have plans. Plans for the Super Bowl. Plans for your life. Hopes and dreams for yourself and for your families. But just because it marks a calendar doesn't mean a sudden tempest can't destroy it all. This is not how life was supposed to be. Water is not supposed to drown. The earth is not supposed to shake. Wind is not supposed to destroy. Kids are not supposed to misbehave. There's no saying, well, kids will be kids. No, sinners will be sinners. Spouses are not supposed to bicker, argue, and belittle each other. Friends are not supposed to gossip. Politicians are not supposed to be corrupt and self-serving. Businesses are not supposed to be greedy. Plans are not supposed to fail. Your body is not supposed to contract diseases, become sick, and eventually die. Your mind is not supposed to worry, doubt, or fear. This is not how life was supposed to be, and you know it. And so you are afraid at times. You don't have all the answers. You can't fix every situation that has popped up in your life, and you know that as well. You can't even wait until you have all the information at hand before you make a decision, or else you'd never make a decision. And you've made wrong decisions in the past. You have gotten it wrong, even when you think you have done it right. So does it really matter if you're swamped with deadlines and presentations or dirty diapers and shuttling kids? Both take a toll. Both wear on you physically and emotionally. You can't do it all. No one has enough hours in the week. You must pick and choose, and something is always left undone. And then perhaps you're riddled with guilt that you played with the kids instead of worked, or you worked instead of played with the kids. You made a decision, yet you doubt that decision. Hindsight's 20/20. You wish you could go back, but you can't. Doubt plagues all men because sin clings to all men. Others more experienced and wise than you tell you that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Soon things will change, then you will have peace and rest. The kids will become more self-sufficient. Life will gradually slow down, and soon you'll be able to retire and just simply enjoy. But those of you who have retired know full well that life rarely slows down. Life very easily can still overwhelm as you think about your country, your family, their future, their life, their faith, or lack of faith. And it may feel like you too are already perishing, on the brink of drowning, as wave after wave rises up and crashes over you, hurtling toward you from every direction. And where is Jesus? Well, he seems to be sleeping, completely unaware of everything that you face. At their wits' end, the disciples finally go to Jesus. Fear gripped them, but faith still drove them back to Christ. It's a little faith, but nevertheless, even a faith as small as a mustard seed saves. Jesus then rose up to save them by rebuking the winds and calming the sea. By the word were those seas created, and by the word made flesh were those seas calmed. Sinful man can ignore his creator, but the winds and the waves always recognize his voice. They never turn a deaf ear toward him. As easily as he rose up to rebuke the wind and the waves, so easily did he rise up on the third day from his grave. He is the greater Jonah who was tossed into the sea of death and destruction to save you. Engulfed in your sins, he was banished from God's sight. The deep surrounded him. The earth barred him in as he sank down to the roots of the mountains. And he was sealed in the belly of the earth as he slept the sleep of death for you. Death had its fill. The word was silenced. His strong arms and even stronger back became limp and lifeless. It looked like he had lost. That he was completely unable to help you or his church navigate these treacherous waters of life. But then on that third day, he got up. And now he stands before you to speak a simple word to you. Oh, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Why do you fear earthquakes, disease, or death? Why do you fear immigrants or terrorists? Why are you afraid of global warming? Why are you afraid to tell the truth, defend the helpless, or do what is right in every situation? Why are you afraid to apologize to someone you have wronged? Why are you afraid to pray for minor, tiny, insignificant things? Why are you afraid to pray for miracles? Why are you afraid to wake me up with all your baggage and hurting and weariness and sorrow? I was tossed into the sea of death for you and laid to rest in a grave for you. I subjected my back to the scourge, my face to spit, my person to insult. I was not afraid as I entered hell itself to battle the forces of evil. I was not afraid because you were on my heart. I could not abandon you then, and I will not abandon you now, regardless of what you think. I have overcome the swells of death to save you. And now I still stand before you here in this boat of the church. I still stand before you as the world rages on out there. And as all your problems in life are out there, I stand before you to speak a word of peace. Do not fear, for this too will pass. Nothing can drown you, for I am ever with you. And so faith drives us back to Christ. Perhaps your heart is still fearful and doubting, but faith drives you back to Christ. You are safe with him. Christ can no longer suffer, and certainly Christ cannot die again. Therefore, you who are with Christ will never die. Your suffering will have an end. For he is the Lord of the sea and the wind. He is the Lord of every nation. And he is the one controlling the direction of your life as well. So go to him in his word. Go to him in his supper. He will save you, even as he saved those disciples. At times it may look like he is sleeping. But is he not still with you always, even as he promised? He will save you from sin by giving you the forgiveness of sins. He is present before you this day. He is not absent, but he is present to save you from your doubt and your fears, from the world's chaos and from whatever else burdens you. The disciples were amazed. What kind of man is this who controls the winds and the waves? Marvel with those disciples that this man is your God. Marvel that he still controls the winds and the waves, that he still controls your life. Marvel with those disciples that Christ has come and remains with you so that you might be brought out of these tempests and into the safety of his heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.